No question. I mean, we saw him pardon Mike Flynn a couple of weeks ago, which was sort of part of that long-running effort. He's also commuted the sentence of Roger Stone, his longtime ally. Both of those men were caught up in the Mueller investigation and convicted or pleaded guilty. And in this case, you know, Van der Zwaan is sort of a bit player, but Papadopoulos is very interesting because he was the whole basis for the origin of the investigation. His interactions with a Russia-linked figure led the FBI to probe the Trump campaign in the first place. So this is really the origin story of the Mueller probe, and Trump pardoning him is really a shot at its existence in the first place.
Now, the convictions of Duncan Hunter and Chris Collins essentially centered around corruption that they were convicted on. Why do you think the president chose to pardon these two former congressmen?
This is pure rewarding political loyalty here. I mean, Chris Collins was the first member of Congress to endorse President Trump in his 2015-2016 campaign. Hunter was the second. So it's pretty clear political payback here for loyalists and, you know, doing it in the lame duck when it would have been politically explosive to do it earlier. It's sort of a tried and true thing in other presidencies, but, you know, clearly what happened here.
Kyle, I know that many of the president's supporters defend these decisions he's making by saying he's used the pardon less often than many other presidents. I guess that is true, but are you expecting more before Mr. Trump leaves office?
I would anticipate it. I think it is fair to say he's used it less often, but he's used it more to free or let off the hook people who are closely allied with him, like very deeply connected with him personally in terms of politics. And yes, there are others out there that have not been issued, people like Paul Manafort, Steve Bannon, and others that we've had on our watch list for a while now. So I would expect this is not the final round of these.